This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm Mary Jane Peters. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta warned of drastic cuts to the military when he returned to the Monterey Peninsula this week, and he criticized Congress for failing to act. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
In the next few months, you'll be hearing a lot about sequestration. It's the word for across-the-board federal budget cuts that go into effect in January, if Congress doesn't act. The cuts total more than $1 trillion over the next decade. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta has two words for sequestration.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
Secretary Panetta spoke this week in Monterey at the annual conference of defense communities. He criticized Congress for creating the problem. Sequestration was put in place last year when Congress cut a deal to raise the debt ceiling. Lawmakers agreed if its supercommittee couldn't come up with targeted cuts, across-the-board cuts would follow. Secretary Panetta called sequestration an artificial crisis.
Because they're not willing to deal with the issues that confront them when it comes to reducing the deficit. And so the sequestration process threatened to cut another $500 billion out of the defense budget and untold billions out of the non-defense budget.
Secretary Panetta says another because the Department of Defense is already facing cuts. Over the next 10 years, the rate of growth in the DoD's budget will slow by nearly $500 billion. Sequestration would compound that loss.
If sequestration is allowed to go into effect, it'll be a disaster for national defense. And it would be a disaster, frankly, for defense communities as well.
Defense communities like Monterey, home to the Naval Postgraduate School and Defense Language Institute, among other small operations. Monterey City Manager Fred Muir.
A lot of people don't realize that we have upwards of 7,000 active duty military, and of course their families.
The military's presence adds up to a huge economic impact for the city.
Probably second only to tourism.
So he's paying attention to what's going on in Washington. And while he's concerned about sequestration,
nobody can conceive of the Congress being so inept, so incapable as to allow sequestration to go through.
Count Tim Ford among those who can't conceive it. He's the CEO of the D.C.-based Association of Defense Communities, the organization behind this week's conference.
Somehow this will be resolved. I mean, most likely they're going to punt it into another year, basically delay it. There's a great strategy in Washington. If you push things far enough ahead, everyone forgets what you were supposed to do.
He says defense communities like Monterey need to focus on the bigger picture.
We're coming out of two conflicts. We've had, you know, a decade of growth in the military budget. The growth of the military budget is not sustainable in the long term, and that we are going to see a reduction.
A reduction that will have a still unknown effect on Monterey. Again, City Manager Fred Muir.
It's really hard to say. We have things working for us in that, we long ago realized that most of our enemies don't speak English. So we have the Defense Language Institute that is training members of all the services in the language of importance to the national security and economic security of the United States.
The uniqueness of Monterey's military community could work in its favor when talking about targeted cuts. But sequestration is what Secretary Panetta called mindless across-the-board cuts. And if Congress doesn't act, they'll go into effect on January 2nd. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.